Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Oh my god, gag me with a spoon. Welcome to our sweet 16. Oh my god, 16 episodes in, young, dumb, and full of... Shut your damn mouth. All right, again, within Brimskin, Brimstone here. We got Alex.
What's up, guys?
And our special guest, we got Zamba from the Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, guys.
Oh, wow. Really? Really? Listen, you need to be up today.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, then, I guess I'll have to be.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, don't peek.
Sorry about the peeking.
Don't peek. All right, good. Anyway, so it is our sweet 16. 16 episodes in.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'm excited that you're here joining us.
I'm excited to be here.
We're going to have a good time today.
Good, we better.
It's going to be amazing.
Good.
Insane.
Great.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
So anyway, all right, so as always, Within Brimskin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail hair care products,
discover the secret,
and Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. Nice. So anyway, so again, what do you call it, Zambo?
Yes.
I'm so happy you're here with us.
I'm happy to be here too.
What do you call it, for those of you who do not listen to the Grindhouse Radio, you're missing out.
Yeah,
what do you call it? Zambo is one of my partners and the co-hosts on GHR.
That is right.
And what do you call it, he is the funny man. So
The funny man.
It's debatable from episode to episode, but yeah, I guess we can call it that.
So you're gonna pretty much have to, like, you know, be on it today.
I'm fine. We'll do it. I've had coffee, I've oatmeal, I've had my Arizona, we're good, no free ads.
Okay, what? Anyway, so just for everybody's knowledge.
Today's secret word is...
Huge. So since
beautiful.
This is the first time you've done, Within Brimskin,
of course.
The secret word of the day, whenever we say the secret word, what do? Exactly, we scream real loud.
We didn't say the secret word, though.
Oh, stop, be nice. Be nice. He's on it. He's.
I know.
All right, so first and foremost, I wanted to start off with, a little fun stuff that I did this past weekend. What do you call it?
Yeah.
It was my son Dylan's senior prom.
Oh.
Okay, so what do you call it? Wound up getting him a really badass car. It was like... unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing was insane. He looked at it. He was like, I think I'm in love. And a matter of fact, I looked at it. I was like, I think I'm in love too. I think that, you know, it's going to be a pretty banging situation.
Nice.
And first of all, it's surreal because, you know, look, we're all getting older. And, you know, as you guys don't have kids yet, but you've seen my kids grow up in front of your eyes.
I have. Yeah. And it's lethargic, but also really nice to see.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's like, because it's like I'm seeing myself grow up again through other people's children.
Oh, there
you know
go.
What I mean?
Okay.
Like
yeah.
It's like that was probably the wrong word.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say
vicarious,
lethargic, me tired.
No,
I kind of and yellow.
So then I used the wrong word.
Okay.
Wrong word. Sorry. Vicariously living through the kids
there
again, just to watch them grow from Haley to Sam to Dylan, and it's just a beautiful thing to see again.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So you know, like now, I mean, he's gonna be 18 in another week.
Oh man.
He's gonna be 18. He's graduating from high school.
Legally able to go to strip clubs.
This is true.
You know, I actually okay. So I've taken him to an adult shop before.
I believe that.
I purposely did it. He wanted to buy something. I think we even spoke about it on with.
Yeah,
him.
We actually talked about that.
Yeah, you know, talked about it off air too to me.
I brought him in and he looks around. He's like, "Oh my God, what is this world?" You know, and,
it's a
It was interesting. So he what do you call it? Getting older, and now it's not just him. It's all of these other kids that I've known since they were little tiny things.
Yeah.
So it's so weird seeing these like grown ass adults.
Yeah.
You know, and the guys all looked handsome. The girls looked gorgeous. And yeah, man, it was insane. So that was this past week. What do you call
nice.
It? And then Danielle and I decided you're gonna love this.
Go for it.
Okay. We decided we were gonna be pretentious this weekend.
Pretentious.
So we went out to the Hamptons.
Okay. Cool. Always fun.
So what do you call it? I'm sure you know everybody out there. You've heard of the Hamptons. And where is the Hamptons, Zambo?
Oh, it's beyond my neck of the woods on Long Island, which is in New York on the eastern seaboard of the United States in the North American hemisphere. On the western hemisphere, of the planet Earth in the galaxy of which we call the Milky Way.
See, I love that.
Do I need to learn that?
I
can learn it.
No, that's a Zambo thing.
All right, fine.
That's a Zambo thing. Eventually, take it. We'll steal it for our boy.
Why? I stole Kim's thing.
What?
Yeah, it's gonna be a great show. Why? Because it always is.
That's what I'm thinking right now. Anyway, so we wound up deciding we were gonna go out east.
Yeah.
One of the places that we went is Levain Bakery. Have you guys been there?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I've been.
Never been there.
Okay. First of all, I don't know about you per se, Alex, but Steve, you would absolutely love this place because
lay it on me.
Because like me, you love to eat.
Yeah.
And it's known for its cookies.
Ooh.
It's a bakery. Ooh. Now, you might like this.
I love cookies.
You actually might like this.
I love cookies.
These things are, they're $4 a piece, which is ridiculous.
Nice.
Nobody should be charging $4 a piece for
no.
cookies.
No, no.
However, these things are ginormous. They come like a small rock.
What?
Size-wise. I guess, how could
that's
I
amazing.
Put it? They're giant. The things are giant.
Okay.
They're crunchy-ish on the outside and really like squishy on the inside.
Oh, that's my kind of freaking cookie.
Gooey chocolate on the inside.
Yum.
It's a
cookie.
It is so delicious.
It makes
you happy. Very happy. Like Alex.
It makes me moist.
Gay and wonderful.
Yay. I didn't know how
don't
to
worry,
respond
we're gonna,
that.
We're going to get some more of
oh,
your
yeah,
stuff
no, we'll
later.
Get, well, it is, it's Pride Week this week. So.
It makes me moister than an oyster.
Moister than an oyster. So what do you call it? That was in Waynescott. So anybody wants to check that out, it's interesting.
Nice.
Then we went out to Sag Harbor. I enjoy Sag Harbor.
Sag Harbor's very nice.
Yeah, it's
it
nice.
It really is.
Nice little town. Mm-hmm. Again, very pretentious. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's cool.
It can be quiet. It's a nice part of town.
Found a really cool spot called Stella Flame Jewelry.
Stella Flame Jewelry.
Right up my alley. What do you call it? She does Stella Flame. She does like all custom, bracelets and rings. And
oh, that's right up your alley.
Just
totally
like, but like crazy cool things. And there's like a couple of pieces in there that I'm totally into. So I haven't been able to stop thinking about one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that,
so
what do you call
totally
it?
Totally all up in you.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can maybe get my hands on one, at least one of them in the near future. What do you call it? But I got to tell you, huge fan. I wasn't expecting much. I went in. I saw, you know, from a distance the store, and I said, you know what? We haven't been in this spot before. So Danielle and Haley and I were out there.
Okay,
so we went over, and we saw, you know, just like cool stuff on the outside. I was like, let's go in. We checked it out.
Nice.
Like, I got to tell you, just amazing stuff. So
awesome.
hopefully I'll be able to connect with Stella.
Yeah, you should.
Awesome things. And then Grindstone Donuts. You remember
Grindstone Donuts.
I've spoken about them before on GHR. So it's like the best and worst of both worlds. You got Grindhouse and Stone.
You got a similar name here, but do you have the donuts to hold up?
Oh.
You have the donuts to hold up.
Grindhouse and Brimstone.
I honestly didn't even think about that.
That's what I thought.
Well,
actually.
The owner was in there, and we finally met in person because they follow me on Insta.
Oh, right, they do.
And I follow them back.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Because I was like, you know, I got to have fun with this.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah. Well, Grindstone.
Yeah. Well, they have insane, what do you call it, donuts and everything. I didn't have any donuts because I'm trying to. I already had a cookie.
You didn't have
a grindstone donut? No.
Seriously?
But we wound up getting like a little hot chocolate,
nice.
You know, and
okay.
because their hot chocolate's delicious. Everything right. is delicious.
It's delicious.
And they're actually opening up a place in Huntington, so we're going to talk about that soon.
Get me some grindstone donuts.
So then Haley's walking down the street in her little sundress and, you know, her sunglasses on. And then Danielle and I, like fools, just sitting taking pictures like the paparazzi. Mm-hmm. It was insane. We're just sitting like and following down the street going, oh my God, that's such a cute picture. And she's walking around like little foo-foo and all that. And
that's funny.
It's just interesting. But what do you call it? I have fun stuff to talk about. You've got stuff to talk about.
Yep, I got stuff to talk
about.
But
before we go into the next segment, we had done a commercial for Kikkoman.
Yes.
This past week. And what do you call it? We had an outtake from when the people that
we
worked for us
in the
office decided they were going to come in. We needed background noise. Mm-hmm. So this is the story that Maddie, who Alex speaks about all the time, this is what Maddie did in the background. So, and then we're going to go to break.
I wish I moved to Mastic Beach years ago. That's where my wife went. That's where I should be. But no, she took the kids, and now I'm at this barbecue.
This is interesting.
Thanks, Steve, so much for inviting me over. But really, his burgers taste like my marriage. Bland, lackluster, and something you'd just spit out after a couple of years. God, I wish Bernadette was here. Now all I have is Alex. I don't want Alex. No one ever has. No one ever will.
God damn it, man.
Mike's all right. Mo's contacts are cool. But that's all that's keeping me here at this barbecue. The burgers. No. I wish we had some sauce. Or seasoning. Or something to spice up this bland existence. I don't know why life is worth living anymore. Please, Karen, come back. Please. It wasn't you.
And on that note, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
This is Will Friedle, and you're listening to With Brim. Booyah.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
What's up, everybody? This is Danny from Biohazard, and you're listening to Brim Radio.
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line is expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com. Again, ManeAndTail.com.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop, whoop.
So this is very interesting news, Dambo.
Okay,
so,
go for it.
Real bad news, actually, for Dark Phoenix.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, I haven't seen it yet. I don't think you've seen it yet. You did?
No, but I will tell you one thing.
Okay.
If you've seen X-Men The Last Stand,
okay,
you've seen Dark Phoenix.
Is it really? How do you know?
Because they literally made the exact same movie again.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, but how do you know? You didn't see the movie
yet.
I did.
Oh, you did see the movie.
Oh, you did see Dark Phoenix.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to get into it, or do you want me to, like, hold off?
Hold on one second.
I will.
And you're going to say it, but
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
So opening weekend was this past weekend.
Yes.
It only did $33 million in ticket sales.
Oh.
Apparently, it is the worst performing film in the franchise's
into
history.
That, oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
In the franchise's history.
That's awful.
So essentially, basically, Fox? Completely destroyed the X-Men. It's so sad.
It really is.
So why don't you tell us about the movie?
So this definitely felt lackluster. It was literally the same story as X-Men The Last Stand, where they just expanded upon Jean Grey again. And they did a couple of things that were really cool. They stayed a little more towards the comics, where it was more like an alien being, like, I'm going to get into spoilers, if that's okay.
No spoiler.
No spoiler?
No spoiler.
Okay. So if you've seen X-Men The Last Stand,
okay,
it literally is basically the entire retelling of Jean Grey's storyline in that, where she becomes Dark Phoenix.
Really?
Yes. The only difference is that one person perishes instead of another, like in The Last Stand. So I won't say who gets knocked, but someone gets knocked. But at least they're free from the franchise, I'll tell you that much.
All right, was Daniel was in it, right?
Who?
Daniel Cudmore.
Yes.
Okay, so Daniel was in. So I'm going to give them I'm going to give them 2 points right off the bat just cuz Daniel was in.
Okay.
Just cuz he's our boy.
Yeah, no. I get it.
But are you kidding me? How the hell does Ed, all right, we're getting into with him.
It's okay.
We're getting under my skin now.
Relax. It'll be okay.
How do you destroy the X-Men franchise? The X-Men is one of the biggest, the best, the most amazing comic book series ever to be.
I know it's huge, right?
Wolverine, what is it? Logan was great.
Ah!
Sorry, I missed it.
Everyone missed it.
It's fine.
I got that. Yeah.
So, it wasn't that good. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was enjoyable visually. Obviously, the visuals are always a decent thing to look
at.
But in terms of the story, the exact same. Minus like one implication. Not implication, but what happens to give the Dark Phoenix like its origin that follows more along the comics.
Okay.
Where in the comics it's more of an ethereal being from space.
Right.
So that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say because it gets different from there.
I am just upset about it. And you know what? I wanted to see it. I wanted to give it a shot. I hate the fact that they have destroyed my favorite character.
They've destroyed a lot of movies recently.
I honestly think that Sony wanted to just get. I'm sorry, not Sony. Fox wanted to get one more bad X-Men movie out. One, to try and keep the rights for a little bit longer, and two, right before they gave it over to Disney.
Ugh, Sony.
I hate your stinking guts.
Why? How the hell are you going to destroy... First of all, the X-Men, again, the franchise is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do such stupid things. The Beast is my favorite character ever. Mm-hmm. And they've destroyed him with that pathetic, disgusting excuse for a character.
They literally... He barely did anything in this movie. I'm
are
sorry.
You kidding me?
No, he barely did anything.
They didn't even use him?
They barely did.
God!
He fought.
God
he,
damn it!
He did some fighting, but he barely had anything.
Ugh.
Like, the way... Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
If you want
go
to think
away.
Of it as a movie, right, where the characters start somewhere,
okay.
And then the best part about a character's arc is that they end up somewhere else, they didn't. They literally went through something and ended up right back where they started, basically.
Apparently, they're already estimating it's going to lose between $100 to $150 million.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's that. And you know what? You deserve it.
You suck, you jackass.
So moving along, all right. I don't know if you guys heard this. This is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber actually challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did Justin Bieber do his own stunts in like literally 11 Mission Impossible movies?
I know.
Back off, buddy.
I know. Here it goes. All right. First of all, Justin, listen, man. We met a long time ago. You were a good kid, but now.
You idiot.
You're going to get your ass handed to you. The fact of the matter is, okay, again, Tom Cruise does all his own stunts. He's absolutely out of his goddamn mind.
He is literally a wild card.
There's no way.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He's a wild card.
What is that thing that he does again? What is that religion?
Scientologist.
He's a Scientologist.
He's going to Scientologist the hell out of you.
Oh, man.
He's going to hold you down and like breathe fire on you and crap. Something's going to happen. Burn that pretty face. Listen, bro. Steer clear of Tom Cruise. I quote, okay, this is his tweet. He says, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put up the fight? Then he called for Dana White. So, I don't know.
He's an idiot. Why is he calling out Tom Cruise in the first place?
Go after Dana White. He hasn't been in the ring for a while.
Dana White would kick his ass, too.
That's the whole point.
This is Justin Bieber. Listen, Justin, man, dude.
You're being an idiot.
The fact of the matter is you're a tiny little kid, and although he was very respectful, he was a sweet kid when I met him. I don't know how he is now, but at the end of the day, he's going to get his ass handed to him.
Yeah, it'd be like me taking you on.
Probably worse.
Yeah, I'd be squashed.
I'm telling you, man.
Squish Justin Bieber. Don't do it, man. Come on, Justin. Don't do it.
No, it's stupid.
It'll be a huge mistake.
Tom Cruise can be like,
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Anyway,
you missed it.
So moving along. All right, I've got a fun question for you. Okay, next segment, by the way, Alex, we're going to talk all about your stuff.
Oh, cool.
I have that already set up.
All right, awesome. Yeah, because you're going to get some like crazy reactions out of this.
I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You guys have you ready? There's a suitcase.
Yeah.
With $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do?
Where do I find it?
Just on the street. It's just sitting there on the street. It's there you go. No tags, no nothing. $1 million, cleef. Free and clear. What do you do?
Cleefed.
I said fleefed. Shut your damn mouth.
Cleefed.
Shut your damn mouth. Yes. So free and clear. What do you do? I got farts in my brain.
Well, that's a huge amount of money.
Yeah. $1 million. Ah! What do you do? Oh, huge. Ah!
Yeah. I said it before, too, and nobody said anything.
I know. It's
no
huge.
No one's on top. Okay. So I probably would.
That's for you.
There you go.
Invest in a home studio.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
Cool. I would want a professional home studio.
That'd be huge.
There you go.
What would you do?
See, that's a tough one because I would love to do something like that, right?
Okay.
But also, I would also love to stick into a high yield account and just let it sit.
Oh.
Because then I could pull out, we're looking at. That's like almost 7-digit numbers every year.
You pull it out, huh?
Yeah, right. Maybe. Okay, kind of money, baby. I would never need to pull out.
I was gonna say, don't ruin the fun. Don't do that, Zampo.
No, that's good. Whoa, hey,
you went there.
All right. Yeah, you're back to the magical sounds. All right,
sure.
Hold on. Wait till the next segment. We'll get there. All right. Yikes. Those are good answers.
Yeah,
that was a good answer.
A home studio would be.
But then, okay.
Fantastic.
So, what are you gonna do with the money once it generates enough? Like,
never work again. I mean, obviously, work for what I want to do.
The hell?
What?
He's gonna leave Grindhouse.
He's leaving GHR.
Did you hear that?
Never.
Did you hear that?
I heard.
He's but I'd be coming in with
a bank account.
I put in a bank account, never touch it, and then come in here with Hawaiian shirts and sandals every day, even in the winter. Just because.
He's just gonna put his feet up on his desk like this, like he always does, not do anything. He's gonna be like, I got $1 million, I don't need to do anything.
That's true.
But at least I would have a lot of less stress on my mind. I'll give you that.
All right, that's good. That's good.
There you go.
All right, here's the next question. What if you were a cheeseburger?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you were starving.
Yeah,
would you eat yourself?
Depends which kind.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Cheeseburgers don't usually have mouths
or sentience.
Have you ever watched McDonald's cartoons?
I was thinking of SpongeBob,
Mayor McMuffin, whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, so we're like that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd probably eat myself.
You would eat yourself?
Yeah.
What about you?
The question is, do you gain double your weight or do you disappear?
Oh, I would assume you disappear.
Mm.
It's one of those things like where the cartoon character pulls themselves inside out and they kind of go through like a little black hole. That
so
I think it would be that type of moment.
It's like a
get in my belly.
I forgot what that. A Klein bottle.
Yeah,
like where they go inside of itself.
Yeah, something
cool.
Like that.
Yeah. All right, I would do it too.
That's a 10.
I'd eat myself. I eat myself silly, and I'd enjoy every second of it.
Yeah,
I thought of something horrible that I'm not gonna say. So we're gonna kid.
Yes,
wow.
We're gonna move right on to.
Anyway, why don't we do this?
It gets eaten too, Alex.
We're gonna take a break.
Yes, all of it gets eaten, Alex.
Every last drop.
You dirty, disgusting scoundrel, you!
Hey.
Oh my God.
You make me vomit.
Listen.
And with that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Imprimskin.
Hi, this is Mike Zasik from AMT's Comic Book Man, and you're listening to my man Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug into Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why the Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy, Brimstone.
Border Hounds, Food Hounds, GHR fans. Let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter. Relax, it's only a gimmick. And at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim. Keep listening, because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop, yeah. Whoop.
So, all right. Now, there has been some crazy stuff going on, Steve.
Okay.
Alex was talking about it last week on the show. It is a really piece of garbage group called Make America Straight Again.
That's not the group. Yes. That's the name of the conference.
It's the conference.
Yeah, that's the conference.
Are we talking about the Straight Parade?
No. This is completely separate from the Straight Pride Parade. Because that's happening in Boston, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
They just approved it, too.
Yes, this is happening in Orlando by the Pulse nightclub shooting to celebrate the anniversary of Pulse, because they wanted those people to die, because that's what these people are about, Make America Straight Again. But I figured that this would be, I wanted to talk about this, one, because I did mess up some of the details last week.
Okay.
Like, last week I talked about the event as if it had passed. This event has not passed people.
Oh.
And normally, I am not for deplatforming people. You know me. I've always told people, I've always said on this show, like, no, like, they have the right to speak. They have the right to do this. They have the right to...
They do, but if you're wrong, you have every right to get your can kicked in.
No, in this case, this is straight up hate speech. They are calling... You know what? I'm not even going to say
it. No.
I'm just gonna play some clips, and you guys can hear exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah, so this is... I'm going to start out tame.
Oh, this is going to be tame.
And then it's going to get progressively worse. So
you're making me mad today.
Here is the promo for this event. This is what they released on YouTube. Today. This is what was a YouTube video, but we got it taken down.
A conference exposing the reprobates. The name of our conference is Make America Straight Again.
All right.
You're a scum between my toes.
This guy sounds like an idiot.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people
It's like
this
the anti-vaxxers.
Promo.
He sounds wacky.
Yeah, it's like the anti-vaxxers. So that one's not too bad. I mean, Make America Straight Again and reprobates and things like that. I'm just like, all right. But now
so
we got
just a fool for
many others who have already been known for making a vocal stand against the sodomites and their filth that they've been spreading in to the United States of America. And we've chosen this place and time because this is their Gay Pride Week in Orlando. And this conference is going to be explaining our view on it.
Give me 5 minutes alone with this guy.
Hold on. Right, you're going to... There are worse guys to come because they're going to have a bunch of speakers at this conference.
Okay.
And look, no normal, natural, hair-legged man thinks it's anywhere near normal to go to bed with another man. It's unnatural. It's not normal. You say, well, do you think that sodomites are pedophiles? Yeah. That's what you say. Well, you were just sad when they died in Orlando. No, I'm not sad when pedophiles and rapists die. It doesn't break. I don't shed a tear over it. What? You say what? Because I know what they do.
There's already holes in that.
Did you hear what he just said?
No. He doesn't care when pedophiles
and rapists
die.
The entire LGBTQ
plus.
GSRM I'm using
Thank
now.
Thank you, GSRM. I hope that catches on.
Yeah, me too. They so much easier. They just called that entire community pedophiles and rapists, and he just said he did not care that the shooter in Orlando went up and shot up that nightclub.
I would love to take this fool into a room and just literally have at it with him. I want to see how far my size 11 and a half can go up his pathetic derriere.
I want him to smell your toe.
And I want him to be able to smell you.
Yeah, smell
I want
my,
him to be able to smell,
smell
your toe
my
from your
stinky
ass.
Foot, you scum freaking. I swear to God, are you kidding me?
Like, yeah, you heard that.
Like, why? Who the hell? You know, now, have some goddamn respect. What were you going
to
say, Steve?
No. Do you still have more clips to play?
I do have more clips to play, and it gets worse.
I believe it.
This is the last one I'm going to have to send. We're going to hear the uncensored version, but the last one I actually have to censor for the show.
Okay. So then when we're done with all the clips, I'll say what I need to say.
Yeah.
Well, we hate the homos, the f***ts, and the queers, and the LGBT crowd, and you say, well, I don't like it. Well, if you don't like it, there's the door. We hate homosexuals around here, and if anybody else feels compelled to follow those out, follow them out, and capital punishment for everybody that's a homo.
Wow.
He just called for the genocide of all homosexuals in America.
You know, this happened once, I think, over in Germany. And yeah. I believe that didn't really work out too well for them.
Oh, my God.
Because a lot of them are still around, and including a lot of more people that they tried to outrage of the world. And, he can go scratch.
There were a lot of people connecting these people to Nazis. With what they're calling for.
Oh, yeah.
How?
White supremacists.
You know, I'm almost.
I feel like you're at a loss for words.
I'm almost pretty much speechless because the fact of the matter is, I swear to God, I would be going to freaking prison. Mm-hmm. I would be going to prison for God.
Honestly,
if I was there,
if I was your judge, I'd throw the case out. I'd be like, oh, there's no case.
I would support your decision. I if you want to beat these people, this is the one time where I actually like do it.
How
absolutely do it?
How? Yeah. Dare, first of all, to say those freaking words. Listen, they're only words. The fact of the matter is words are words. Words should never hurt you. I think that when people say stupid like Jewish slurs to me or other slurs, I laugh at it. I'm like, all right, bro, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. How about you take my freaking ginormous fist and take it in your jaw? You know, when I listen, I will hit these fools so goddamn hard, their skulls will explode. I don't understand. Understand why people are like this. This is why our world is going to shit.
These people.
Oh, make sure
just,
you beat me.
Oh, absolutely. But these people just.
Respect religion, right? Mm-hmm. It all boils down to that. Really does.
Well, we took the religion. Alex cut it.
I cut the religion out of it.
Because that just opens up more discussion indoors.
Yeah, and I didn't even want to say that this was a. Actually, I'm thinking about taking this part out.
No.
Or no?
Nope.
No, it's fine. I was going to.
I'm not trying to go too far.
Not even mention that. But I mean, yeah, you kind of are right.
It's part of the argument, but it's not the whole picture. Yeah. I will definitely say that.
You are entitled to your own opinion. The fact of the matter is, if you do not believe in homosexuality and you don't believe in, you know, two men being together, two women being together, you don't believe in transvestites or this or that, whatever the hell is out there. The fact of the matter is, that's okay. You're entitled to your own opinion.
Yeah.
But when you act like a fool in terms of saying that you want to kill these people and you want to hurt these people and they should be prosecuted, that's where you're crossing the line.
To quote Ice-T, I don't call people bitches. I call bitches bitches.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go. Done.
So, you know, this is not a religion thing because
first of all,
I'm going to put it out there. Look inside your own religion, all right? Because there have been more priests that have fondled kids than any homosexual that I've ever heard of.
Oh yeah,
yeah right?
Okay. So, I'm just going to put it out there, and most of these priests, they're men and they're touching little boys. So, all right, I'm just, you know, and again, and there's nothing against any religion out there.
No.
there.
Of course
I'm
not.
I'm just saying,
of
if
not.
It, you know, for the people that are preaching,
pot
you,
called the
you know,
black.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, at the end of the day, what do you call it? You know, these people, it's going to come around. Play another clip.
Yeah, go,
you,
go, go.
Because you're killing
me. All right, so we got two more clips.
And it has to be a warning when you see those two guys out in public holding hands or whatever. That ought to be something to point at your kids. But unfortunately, we're not repulsed by that because it's been made to look good through Hollywood and the news media.
This is how the indoctrination of kids start, telling your kids that, like, oh, look at those two guys holding hands. That's not moral. That's unnatural. That's just
wrong.
It makes me sick to hear these words.
You know what I think? I think that they're all closet homosexuals. They're all sitting there and they're
mad.
They're mad because they are homosexuals. Meanwhile, they're sitting thinking,
holding them our hills.
Oh my God.
All right, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's what's really going on.
While while that is like something that like a lot of people do say, and like that there are some people like that, they are closeted homosexuals, and they outwardly put like their rage towards the community through that, I don't like to further that stereotype because it turns out to not be as true as like a lot as much as you think.
Okay,
but it's true that a good chunk,
sometimes it happens.
Yeah,
but it's
a good chunk of the most advocates that are negative towards it do end up turning out to be found in an airport bathroom with another man.
I wouldn't say a good
and
chunk,
that's okay.
But I mean, it's
and
okay.
That's okay.
It's okay if they want to do that.
You do you, man.
What you do behind closed doors is completely and utterly up to you.
Exactly.
I don't care what the hell Alex is doing outside of this studio.
Right.
If he's not doing it to me, he's not causing me any issues.
Exactly.
I love him. He's my little brother. I don't give a crap what the hell he does. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, love is love.
Love is love.
Okay. Is it for me?
No.
I personally am not into it.
No,
hey,
me
listen,
but you know,
I'm more than happy to support those who are.
You just have to acknowledge that there are people out there that are different. Like that's all it.
I was gonna say no. Just to build off of what you just said. Sorry, to build off what you just said. If it neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg, why should I give it the time of my day?
There you go.
That
was a paraphrase. That's actually paraphrased from Thomas Jefferson, by the way.
Wow.
Not to be too crazy, but Thomas F'n Jefferson from the 1800s, yo.
I like that.
You
not giving a hoot.
One?
We got one
because
last
we're,
clip.
We're at the end
we're
of the show.
We're at the end of the show, so I'm going to leave you guys with this last clip, and then I'm just going to say like another minute thing, and then...
They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the victims. They don't care about their children. All they care about is their own safety, because I'm not going to pander to this f***ing agenda.
So, yeah. All right, so I just want
to... That's what this guy sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I know. Some final thoughts. So this is happening in Orlando, Florida, and they are doing this specifically during Pride Week and during the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting, which is absolutely disgusting. If you guys are in the Florida area, seriously, if you are in the Florida area, check out my Facebook. I'm going to be posting a video on my Facebook describing all of the information. Protest this. Get this conference taken down. We've gotten their YouTube channel taken down. We've gotten their Twitter taken down. PayPal removed. We have one last step to get this conference taken down.
And I am in 110%.
Get the news outlets too going.
That's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to shut their shit down. Anyway, as always, we want to thank Mr. Zambito himself for coming and joining us today on Within Brim Skin.
Thank you, Zambo.
Thanks
You're very
again
welcome,
for
everybody.
Tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.
Whoop, whoop.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.